أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كنا قعودا حول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومعنا أبو بكر وعمر رضي الله تعالى عنه في نفر وقام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بين أظهرنا فابطأ علينا وخشينا أن يقتطع دوننا وفزعنا فقمنا فكنت أول من فزع فخرجت أبتغي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى أتيت حيطا للأنصار لبني النجار فدرت به هل أجد له بابا فلم أجد فإذا ربيع يدخل في جوف حائي من بئر خارجه والربيع أجدول الصغير فاحتفزت فدخلت على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال أبو هريرة فقلت نعم يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما شأنه قلت كنت بين ظهرينا فقمت فابتأت علينا فخشينا أن تقطع دوننا ففزعنا فكنت أول من فزع فأتيت هذا الحائط فاحتفزت كما يحتفز الثعلب وهؤلاء الناس ورائي فقال يا أبا هريرة وأعتاني نعليه فقال اذهب بنعلي هاتين فمن لقيت من ورائي هذا الحائط يشهد أن لا إله إلا الله مستيقنا بها قلبه فبشره بالجنة. وذكر الحديث بدون رواه مسلم. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه. We were sitting with the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم together with Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه ومر رضي الله in a group. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم stood up and departed. It took him quite some time to come back to us. We feared the enemy causing him harm in our absence. We became terrified and therefore got up. I was the first one to get terrified. I therefore went out in search of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. I reached an orchard of the Ansar belonging to the Banu Najjar. I walked around the orchard to see if I could find an entrance, but I did not find any entrance. I then saw a spring flowing from a well, which was outside and flowing into the orchard. I squeezed myself through it and went inside. I went towards the Messenger of Allah, he asked, is that Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu? I replied, yes, O Messenger of Allah, he asked, what is the matter? I replied, you were sitting with us. You then got up and took quite some time. We feared the enemy causing you some harm in our absence and got terrified. I was the first one to get terrified. I came to this orchard and squeezed myself in like a fox. The people are waiting behind me. He removed his shoes and said, Abu Huraira, take these shoes of mine and give the glad tidings of paradise to whomsoever you meet behind this orchard, provided that person testifies with full conviction of his heart, and there is none worthy of worship except Allah, la ilaha illallah. He then related the full hadith, Muslim. So here, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he used to be amongst the Sahaba, obviously if he left all of a sudden and he took some time, the Sahabas were always anxious and worried about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Allah, first there was always guards with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning guards. Then Allah said, ya Rasul balligh ma unzila ilayk. After those eyes were revealed, then Rasulullah said, guards don't need to be around him. Because why? His enemies are always ready. So فَخَشِيْنَا, we were afraid. We get فَفَزِيْنَا, we then they would worry. So as Abu Hurairah was very skinny, because he was a Sahabi Sufa, he was a very skinny Sahabi. So he got into that garden where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now where did Rasulullah go? What happened? And he could have, there's also jinns that the Rasulullah would give da'wah to many times. And there's different types of creation jinn. So it's not in the detail of the hadith, not even the other long narration, where he went and what he did. But what he did, this is a proof that I said this, take my na'lain, my slippers, not shoes. Na'lain is this translation, real translation is slippers. فَخْلَعْ نَعْلَيْكَ na'lain is slippers. Allah says in the Quran to Musa, said na'leen. So na'leen is slippers. Take my slippers. They're sandal type, so it's not exactly shoes that we wear. So he said, take my slippers, go with this, so people recognize this. This is Rasulullah's slippers. So he went there. And the first person he met was Umar ibn al-Khattab. And you're not going to mess with Umar there. Umar pushed him. He said, I fell back like this. Why? I said, Rasulullah, who said, la ilaha illallah jannah? So Umar went bang to me. What are you talking about? See? And then then Umar radiallahu anhu came and he told us, people say, la ilaha illallah and go to Jannah. That's us. That's not the Sahabas, us, weaklings. That, okay, la ilaha illallah, we're going to Jannah. To die with La ilaha illallah is not easy. If a person never prays salah, you think it's easy to die? Today, Allahu Akbar, today. Because even before Fajr, I was thinking, somebody wrote me a text and that. And he was talking about a sin, and then he goes, whilst committing the sin, evil thoughts of Rasulullah came into my heart. Whilst I was committing the sin, evil thoughts of Rasulullah was coming in my heart. And a person becomes kafir if a person thinks evil of Rasulullah by thought. A person has not become kafir. لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِنْ تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. The Sahaba said, we're dead. The Sahaba's made everything easy for us. You thought something evil, and Allah will do your hisab. That's the meaning of this ayat. So Sahaba said, we're dead. 1 second you thought right now. And you know why? I'll tell you why. It is his fault. It's every individual's fault. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِكْ قُلُوبَنَا. I tell you, this modern technology that we have, no matter what it is, what's up in that, because all this taswir and all this stuff, it has on the unconscious mind such effects that, wallahi al-azim, I'm sitting here in the masjid, and I've been in suhbah since the age of 8 years old, of akabir mashayikh, who are the followers of the Quran and Sunnah, their life was Quran and Sunnah, from the age of 8, I sometimes think things that I've never thought 20 years before. Wallahi al-azim. We are in such a time. And like imagine, he goes, I would fall into a sin, he would send me a WhatsApp. Because he's my obvious spiritual student, disciple, so he has to reveal, you know, how you go to a doctor, I have something here, a problem, so you have to show it. You know, your physical doctor, you have a boil on your backside, you have to show it. Then the doctor gives you medicine, yeah? So when a spiritual doctor is there, then if a person is involved in, there's different sins that today people are involved in, phone sins, and so you have to reveal it. Not to others, otherwise Allah will expose your sin on the day of judgment. But to your spiritual doctor, because then this prescription is given. Right? And this is very important. So he said this, wallahi al-azim, it made me cry when I thought about it. That this is our state right now. That the iman is... So Allah revealed these ayats. When the Sahaba said, we are dead, we are... Then Allah says... Just say, آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. Just say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. Then Allah said, غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ. لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Then Allah revealed, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا. Allah will not make somebody which he's not mukallaf of. Thoughts can come any second. Shaitan is always there. Then Allah said, no, on your thoughts, Allah's not going to grab you. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِيْنَا أَخُطَّعْنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا. Allah, don't put upon us which we have no strength to. وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. That's Surah Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, when he went there to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa ashabihi wa barak wa sallam, and then Rasulullah gave him this. And then when he went out, Umar ibn Khattab, he was the muhdath of the ummah. If there was a Nabi after me, it would be Umar. Every prophet has a person who comes out upon his tongue. Umar is that person, my ummah. So when he gave a mashwara, it was a strong mashwara. This is why they're called muwafaqat Umar in the Quran, that these ayahs were revealed according to what Umar ibn wanted and thought. Meaning that this is exactly, that's how it is. So he went, he pushed Abu Hurairah, relax, don't just go around telling. Then Umar ibn Khattab spoke to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The hadith says, when he mentioned that Rasulullah, and people will just say, La ilaha illallah, they think they're going to go in Jannah. Sahabas weren't like that. They done everything. Today people think that just saying La ilaha illallah will take him to Jannah. Indeed, a person who dies with La ilaha illallah, yaqeenan, he will go to Jannah at the end. But the whole question mark, is it easy to die with La ilaha illallah if you haven't followed the dictates of La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah? Is it easy to die with La ilaha illallah? Imam Abu Hanifa, who was a tabi'i, he said most people's iman is salb, snatched away at the time of death. Allahumma fazlna min. So we shouldn't lose hope. Have great hope in Allah and cry, فَرَبَّنَا لَا تُزِكْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قُلُوبَنَا. Make this dua all the time. Allah keep us with iman, and especially our progeny, our children to come upon him. I'm telling you, these students who go to university and read a little bit of psychology, what can I tell you? A person who's becoming alim in the fourth year of alim course, top student of his class, he become murtad. Not fasid, fajr, like we're all sinners. We all do sins. Allah has hidden our sins. That's a fasid fajr. So we can call ourselves maybe fasid fajr, that we're all sinners. A person doesn't say, I'm a big sheikh, alim, muttaqi. Allah knows, فَلَا تُزَكُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Right? We are sinners. Because بَنِي أَنْ مُخَطَّعُونَ. But this is not sinning. This is irtidad. Irtidad means murtad. Ex-Muslim. They call themselves ex who were Muslims. Top student in the class in alim course. Maybe he done some disrespect of the ustaz. Anybody who's respected, who's disrespects. This is adabs. Of a student, a little disrespect and the ustad's heart goes off and your iman can change. You know Mu'tazila? You heard of the Mu'tazila? I'tazaliyat, the time of... This is exactly the rationalist. The rationalist? Today we have rationalists, until today. So it was Hassan al-Basri. Who was he? Subhanallah. Out of the Salaf, he was one of the greatest in the Tabi'in time. One of the greatest in the time of Imam Hanifa, before Imam Hanifa. He was the greatest. Like amongst the, one of the greatest. He was a ustaz, and the student objected. And then he walked out. So he said, Fa'tazil anna. This person, he separated from us. He separated from us. Imam Hassan al-Basri, rahmullah, said, he separated from us. From that, the Mu'tazaliya is that group, and they separated their whole theory and the Islam until the end against the Jahmiyyah and the Mu'tazila. Imam Bukhari brings the last hadiths, the chapter on waiting of the deeds. The last chapter in Sahih al-Bukhari is a Radd al-Jahmiyyah, a Radd upon the one group called the Jahmiyyah and Mu'tazila, and these types of people, all these foolish people that we have today too, all these different types of psychology, and that a lot of students go to university and that, wallahi al-azim, they're becoming murtad today. It's a very, very serious issue, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, people think, oh, my sons, my daughters, even I worry all the time with my kids. Okay, subhanallah, this is why there has to be ta'lim in the house. There has to be something. They have to be joined to the masjid. Allahu Akbar, we've seen a lot. You can ask, I have friends. I have friends, doctors, lawyers, who are there's and this and that. You ask. I've one who's becoming a professor in loyal. I mean, as a lawyer, teaching. He wants to teach law in universities. So, but they go through ajib. I'm telling you, so severe. So Allah, keep us in a ajib on iman. Make dua all the time for ourselves. And if we worry about others too, we cry for others, inshallah Allah will keep us on iman too. It's very, very sad times, and you know, it's very, very scary. So a person shouldn't think that, oh, I'm Mr. Good and Mr. Perfect, I'm dying with iman. No, today, whatever the situation is, I cannot say until I die with iman tomorrow. When I die with iman tomorrow, my friends or whoever wants to say good about Sheikh Zakaria can. Otherwise, Sheikh Zakaria is a normal person. This is why Hazrat Tanvi says, I think every believer to be better than me. Hazrat Tanvi rahmullah, who was the mujaddid at the time, Sheikh Ashraf Ali Tanvi rahmullah, overwritten 1,000 books. When he died, a nur was coming out of his, a light was coming out of his fingers. People saw. Imagine, this was... Awliya, from the Awliya Allahi Kiram, he said, I think every believer to be better than me at the moment in my life. And I think every non-believer to be better than me in respect of future, because I might die without iman and he might die with iman. This is Allah, because Allah is my need. Rasulullah's uncle did not get iman until the last minute. Rasulullah was trying his best, who stayed with Rasulullah through such hard times. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect. Allah give us all iman. Keep us... And give, you know, this hadith, Allah, you know, it's a very big thing that today, you know, people, Allah has given us iman, and people don't realize how important it is. And then we see converts when they accept Islam, and subhanallah, how they follow Quran and Sunnah, how they change their whole life. It just makes us think that, subhanallah, look at them. Look at the way Allah has given them iman and chosen them. And look, today, you know, hadith, Quran, we have to get connected, and even our children just make dua. And as parents, always worry every time cry, about our children. Between Azan and Iqamah, dua is accepted. After Salah, dua is accepted. Every day, read two rakats. Read two rakats. Every parents, every month. And I taught the duas to read. So if you have five children, think of each child and repeat this. Wallahi ladim, you will see the effects of your dua in 1-2 years, how your children start coming upon the deen. I have many, many parents who cry that my son is going off track. Many murtad. My friend Bangladesh, when he phones me, he said his brother who's a doctor, murtad means, Allah, murtad means a person who says farewell to Islam. He becomes a kafir. He says, I'm a kafir. I'm not a Muslim anymore. I'm an atheist. Just my friend yesterday, or the day before, after the rest, on Friday night, he goes to me, there's a brother who's an atheist and he wants to become Muslim. So inshallah, tomorrow or so, we'll phone you. And he's very anxious to become, he was an atheist. He wants to become Muslim. He's very anxious to think, but he's scared of the COVID. He's scared of the COVID, so he doesn't want to come to the masjid or anywhere. I said, so he wants to tomorrow or on the weekend when you have time. I go, soon as you speak to him, make him say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Listen to this. Everybody listen to this. If anybody says to you, I'm interested in Islam, you don't need to bring him to Muhammad Zakaria to the masjid. Straight away, say to him, say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad. Everybody knows La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah? You know it? So say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. So there's none worthy of worship besides one Allah, and Sayyidina Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is Allah's final prophet. And then you can bring him to Imam or whoever you want in the masjid for, open shahadat in front of everybody or whatever, and then to teach him the basic rulings of Islam and give him that. Otherwise, right now, he said, I want to become Muslim. And you said, tomorrow morning I took an appointment with Sheikh Zakaria to come to Masjid al-Taqwa. And at night he died. What do you think? What do you think happened? And he didn't. And if he did say it from his heart, as soon as he read something, that's between him and Allah. But in respect of the dunya view thing, he's not a Muslim. But the most important. And you, so this is why the masala. If anybody ever says to you, "I want to become a Muslim," every Muslim should know the translation of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Every Muslim should know the translation of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. This is why the hadith says mukinam, mustaikinam. A person has yaqeen on this. If you don't even know the translation of La ilaha illallah, then what do you know? La ilaha illallah. Nah, you negate. No, nothing of worship. There's no God, nothing worthy of worship besides one Allah. And Muhammad Rasulullah. So say Muhammad is Rasulullah, but also say the final prophet. Also make them say the final prophet, the last prophet. Rasulullah, Sayyidina Muhammad is the last messenger. Also say that, even though it's not in Muhammad Rasulullah, it doesn't say Khatamun Nabiyyin. It says, why? Because that's the aqidah that they have. So not Mirza Ghulam Muhammad Qadiani, some other prophet, na'uzu billah, after Rasulullah. So the person doesn't know. So remember that. That's very, very important. So the person is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protector. So every day make dua. Two rakats, read. All parents. Two rakats. Every parent should read for their children. More than any sheikh, more than any imam, more than anybody else, mother and father's dua is the strongest dua for parents. Whose dua is the strongest? Mother and father's dua is the strongest dua. When people come to me, a lot of people come to me, a lot of mother's phone, a lot of father's phone, Sheikh make dua, this dua. I will make dua. But remember, you're a mother, your dua, when you cry, subhanAllah, when you cry and you make dua for your child, you're the father when you make dua for your, and everybody's going to face this. I'm telling you. One day, I spoke in Pickering Masjid, Masjid Zakaria. I spoke about this. And I spoke about how university children are becoming murtad. And a father came to me after, and he said, exactly what you speak, that's what's in my house. My son is going off Islam. Can you speak to him? I go, for sure. They're going off Islam. Because Imam, within 20, 23 years, we've experienced all these things, we see all these things, we've heard all these things, and and day by day. Not just that, we all have children. I have 5 children. Alhamdulillah, my son, he went to thing. Otherwise, you know, he's just about an alim. One more year, he's an alim. But it's a whole year. Scary. Even my children, I'm not. Even myself, I'm worried about my iman tomorrow. Wallahi al-azim. I'm so scared. I'm scared that my iman will be snatched tomorrow. Wallahi, 20 years, 25 years before, I never thought like this. Some of the thought, achanak, all of a sudden, then you know that this is the modern technology today that we're surrounded by. So much. We don't even know. That's why Quran hadith. All day, all night. People reading Quran, mashallah, Quran. Allahu Akbar. Read Quran, read hadith, sit in the hadith gatherings, go to bayans, you know, listen to Quran, hadith. Internet, this, that. People, so much pornography, so much this stuff. So, ya Rab. Yeah. And in it, a person can have a big beard, you can have a mom on his head in pornography seconds. You know the effects of those, the pornography? And these youngsters, I always talk about it, because I always talk about these things. And I'm not shy to talk about these things, because this is exactly the sicknesses. These are the diseases. And then I have many, many things that come. Because why? This is the seconds. This fitna. This is the jali fitna that today we, Allahu Akbar, is destroying iman. It's very, very serious. So we all have to cry. And then inshallah, when we all cry, we just say to Allah, protect your iman. Ya Rabbana Allah tuzikul ya mukallibul qulub. Then inshallah, Allah will save our iman. Allah will save our iman. Salat, inshallah, will protect you in the salat of tanha alifashim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.